Yes, a very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owner of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional and across this beautiful country ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong. All right, Young Indigenous Victorians champion, new Vic Health Initiative, $45 million project empowers the Victorians young people and parents to create a healthier future. We're going to catch up a yarn there with James Parr, a primary school education and welfare support officer. On the line, James, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. And so, who are your mob? Where are you from, James?
Wiradjuri. I'm on Wiradjuri land.
All right.
And my tribe is Ngari Ngari.
All right, beautiful. Thank you. Look, a very important space you're working in, talking about our beautiful kids, our pickaninnies. The old saying, it takes a community to raise a child. And so that's what's happening in your primary school there, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely, and 100% agree with that. With that saying,
so do you feel as though everybody can add to the ideas of youth activities?
Sorry, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me, James? No, lost James. That's James Parr. We'll get him back online. Primary school education and welfare support officer, and just talk about the space he's working in. But the primary school education and welfare support officer is highly a diverse area along the Murray River, and James loves the inclusive mindset of his community. He states that has a lot of multicultural families there, and he feels that the community focus, wherever you are, I feel the importance of connection. So we're going to talk about the space that he works in, and it's a very important space. We're talking about our children raising their kids and using education as a tool, of course, and they've got funding there for $45 million across the Victorian state there, but working with the mob there. We'll try again with James Parr. You there, James?
Yeah, sorry, I'm not sure what happened there.
Yeah, vaccine on the phone, a pandemic on the phone, it's COVID-19, and the vaccine is just call you back, and we've done that, so all good, my friend.
That's all right.
So, look, talking about the space you're working in, and like I said, it takes a community to raise a child. Do you feel as though everybody can add to the idea of youth activity?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, living in a community, we always have our voice, and we have an opportunity to say something. But I also think with Vic Health having this initiative provides an opportunity for communities to probably look at what activities are available for youth, and then looking at how we can probably provide more youth activities for the youth in the community.
Yeah, and the healthy part of it is, like I said, physical activity, more out and about, out of the school ground, so to speak, and away from, you know, and computers and iPads and, you know, phones. So a lot of physical activities are very important, yes? You there, James? I lost James again. James Parr, brother, what's happening? I don't know if it's at our end or at his end, but we'll try and get him back and continue the conversation. We're talking in syllables this morning. But have you say, you might be on up strong at the conversation here on National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416 is the number. If you are on the shy side, you can text your queries or your statements or your yarns or your opinions. 045-714-0550. And we've also got our Facebook page as well for your keyboard warriors, BBM 987 FM. But like I said, we're yarning with James Parr, Primary School Education and Welfare Support Officer, and just talking about the space he's working in. We'll just try again with Brother James. James, not working, but Hello. It's all going good. Got you there, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Don't know what's happening, brother, but look,
we're
talking in syllables, all good. I'm just saying that a lot of physical activities are very important for our students, away from iPads, phones, computers. Possibly playing out in the yard. So that would be a great concept,
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that's a very important part of children's development, and when looking at fine and gross motor development, that's very important. So, yeah, I think so.
And also, I'm thinking outdoor excursions as well, whether it be going on hikes or anything like that, especially with traditional owners as well.
Yeah, I think so. I think doing that, especially with traditional owners, will provide youth and children probably some more connection connectedness through their community.
Yes.
And doing that with traditional owners is a perfect way to do that. And not only do we want children to be participating in, you know, activities and that sort of stuff, a lot of that is social connectedness, and that would be a good example of that.
And I suppose a platform where the students can also add to the concept or idea, you know, that they want to do, you know, and if it works within the guidelines, and it becomes a two-way street then, and getting information from the students.
Yeah, exactly. And I think having this initiative and having 14 people at the forefront with their ideas and what they think also allows other people to reflect on that and come up with their own ideas and how they think that or what they think could be improved within their community to enable a healthier future. Mm.
And when you say a healthier future, we're talking not only in the physical sense, but in the mental and spiritual sense as well, you know, and those sort of activities we've been talking about is a great ingredient as such.
Yeah, exactly. Health is everything. And, you know, that's why I kept saying a part of the social connectedness is a great part of that, because when we feel connected and we also feel healthy, we're happy. And I think that's the most important part.
And how long you been in your role there, James?
As a welfare officer?
Yes.
Yeah, I've worked in schools ever since I finished high school, so I think it's coming up to 8 years now.
Okay, cool. Enjoying that journey?
Yeah, I love it. I love working with children. And, it's really good to sort of, get them going for the rest of their lives.
And I believe you have a disability, a below-knee amputee, is that right?
Yeah, been a below-knee amputee for 2 years now.
And look, that just also shows the kids as well, no matter what your situation is, it's not happens to you. What happens to you is how you respond to it. And you're just kicking goals with the job that you're doing and showing the way even with a below-knee amputee.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think bouncing off what you just said, the current school that I work at got to see me pre-amputee and then post-amputee amputation. So they got to see that transition, and I think that was a really good learning opportunity and a good learning curve for them.
Yeah, and the mental stability in that mishap, but you've come forward with it and acting in the positive sense and working and living your life, and that in itself is motivation and inspiration.
Yeah, absolutely, and showing the children that was... I think something I was very proud of to be able to do. Yeah.
Good, good. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing, James. Fantastic. And big shout out to all the Deadly Piccaninnies there, Murray River. And keep doing what you're doing there, my brother. And a big shout out, like I said, and please do keep in touch and watching this space and looking at the future for our beautiful children and all Australians, brother.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
You take care, James. Bye bye.
You too. Cheers. Bye.
Adela Yarn there, James Parr, his name is, and Primary School Education and Welfare Support Officer, and talk about the Young Indigenous Victorians Champion new Vic Health Initiative, $45 million project empowers Victorians young people and parents to create a healthier future. And we are all in this together, are we not? Have you say, Yarn Up Strong, that is the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. George III, who's far away, I think he
crime, drinking beer and wine. It leads a good man astray. When it comes to grog, well, I'm a fiddlycumhog. I guess I was born that way. I'll drink and roam until the cows come home, if it'll give my poor heart ease. I don't care who knows, I work for my dough, and I will spend it as I please. I was caught in the rock, they threw me in the jug, and as the magistrate looked down, he said, "Youngy duck, you're a wine-loving mug and a menace to this town. I'm gonna put you away, and in the cell you will stay until you learn more sense." I broke down and cried, I said, "My dog, all night, I wasn't worth 18 pence. I spent a day in jail as they paid my bail. They opened up.
Yeah, they say it's a crime. That's the name of that deadly track. Charlie Wilson here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, you can text a brother, but don't act. We know you're not shy. The text number is 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well for your keyboard warriors, BBM 987 FM. Are we going to catch up a yarn now with deadly brother here, Dave Brown, Dugger, we all know him as, employment supports consultant at Maximum Group, and talk about Queensland Mental Health Week, which is the week, and it's about loving and respecting our mob out there, and ask the question, are you okay? There it is. Dave, Doug, how you going, brother?
Good, Mr. Timms, how are you, all right?
I'm well, yeah, brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Dave.
Yeah, sure. So mum's side's Yalanji, both east and western, up the Cape, and dad's from Bundy, so Treblum Bunda.
Beautiful brother. Beautiful. Now, we go back a long way. Yeah, Vietnam, coffee shop on the Esplanade, played football together, for and against.
Don't mention the war.
Don't mention the war. Brother, look, Queensland Mental Health Week, very important space, but it shouldn't be a weekly thing. It's 365 days a year. Absolutely. Love and respect each other. Yeah. Ask that question, have people out, and if you're feeling that way inclined, you might reach out. There's people out here to help and support. Mm. You're coming from employment supportive consultant at Maxima Group.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about employment, job is a good vehicle in regard to mental health.
Definitely.
You know?
Mental health, independence.
Independence.
All of that sort of thing. So a lot of the time we get stuck in a rut, you know, and we think that that's the only life that you've you can. There's lots of other stuff out there.
Sure.
It can open up opportunities all over the place.
Yes.
You know, feeling, having financially, being financially better.
Well, if you look at it, if you're in a crowded house, for example, or in a space where you don't want to be, and you've got no employment, getting a job, it gives you a vehicle to get out of that space, so to speak.
And be your own person, you know what I mean? To really get your personality out there, and do what you want to do in life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it's all about having that deli yarn with that man in the mirror or that woman in the mirror, you know what I mean? Mm. How you say, you are the pilot of your ship, so
that's
to speak,
right.
The captain
that's
of your ship.
That's
so drive yourself where you want to be.
Yeah, and we're there to help direct, give you options when you possibly don't know where to start. So, touching up your resume, all the really basic things that some people mightn't know what to do.
Sure.
Okay, where to go to. You know, they mightn't even know how to look something up, Google.
And don't feel embarrassed about that.
No, God, no.
It's like beginning's half done, you know.
And don't worry about the age group either, how old you are. Don't be embarrassed about it.
Well, I've been in a situation where I've always been in job roles. And then I was looking at doing some youth work there a couple of years ago, and they wanted a resume. Mm. And then I had to think, I look at Murray hasn't got a resume.
That's right.
Because I've never been in a position to apply.
Right.
I've always been in,
And you can remember back in the day that you really just went from one job to another. There wasn't really an interview process. It was all word of mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, these days with so many people going for jobs, you have to be at the top of the pile. You have to be seen. So that has to reflect who you are.
And I always say this, if you're working in a job, do the job the best of your ability. Mm. And the people you're working for aren't looking after you. Someone in the marketplace will.
Yeah.
Because people are watching you. And if you're doing a good job, They'll snap you up. They really do. The people you're working for look after you.
And it, it always is a little bit easier, whatever your career is, to be in a job to start with is easier to get another job into where you want to go, you know. Yeah, so true. Start somewhere.
Start somewhere. So if you start a job and it's not really your thing, well, stay in that job. You've got money coming in, but on your days off or whatever, you look elsewhere. Mm. Keep the conversation going with
your other people. It also gives you a routine. It gives you stability, all those sorts of things. So it teaches you those things as well.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, which will take you through the rest of your life type of thing. Yeah.
And like, we are creatures of habit. So if you're getting up 6 o'clock every morning to go to the JOB, well, then getting up 6 o'clock every morning then becomes a part of it.
Well, that's right. That's right.
Then your early bird catches the worm, so to speak.
Different world out there, you know.
Yeah, of course, brother. How long have you been in your role?
So with this particular company, I've only been back in Cairns for about 3 or 4 years. I was in Brisbane for a long time.
Yeah.
As you know, I was away for quite a while. But I was in pretty much the same industry.
It was David Dougal Brisbane Brown.
Yeah, hey, look.
Shut up, you were living there for a while, eh?
Yeah, I was. Different place. You know, I went over to WA and Bundy and a couple of different places. But majority of it was in Brisbane. So
you home to stay in there, bro?
Yeah, here to roost. Brought the daughter and the family up here, so she didn't sort of really know the family that well up this way.
Oh, good, making connection, join the dots.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Toughen her up.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful, brother.
Yeah.
And so, look, there it is. So people can reach out to Maxima Group here in the Cairns area.
Yeah, we are specifically in the disability sector. So I don't really like to use that word, but it's really, if you've got a diagnosable medical condition, which gives you barriers, even more barriers than just the basic ones to get into employment. You know, there's ways around that. Don't think that there's a lot of people that have worked for many, many years. We were talking about it before, that you've done the one thing for many, many years and all of a sudden you've got to change because of a
disability
back problem or even, you know, we're talking about mental health now. That's a real barrier. It's a real big issue.
It's funny you say that. I was just talking to a brother, James Parr, a primary school education and welfare support officer, and talking about doing activities for kids for a healthy future.
Yeah.
But in the notes here, I had that he was amputee below the knee.
Yeah, right.
And he was working for the school with two legs, and then he had an incident where he had to get his leg amputated, and he continued with the job, and all smiles, all bubbly, all cheerful.
And
that in itself just shows, well, it's not what happened to you, it's how you respond to it.
That's right.
And his positive attitude, like I said, well, you're not dead.
No.
So you can still live a deadly life.
It's not always easy to do to come back from something that's dramatic. You know, it can be anything that's happened to you, an incident in the family or something like that. You know, it's hard. It's
of course it is. Of course it is. But there's support there is what
that's
we're saying.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
And in regard to the space you're working in, looking at helping people get a JOB, but also massage their mind in regard to the future.
Yeah.
You know, and
look, it's all about options. It's all about opening options to people, you know, and finding where we've put people into jobs that they wouldn't have even dreamed they would have been doing. You know what I mean? So look at different, you know, look outside the box sometimes.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Well, I was back in the tourist industry for years, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't ever think Murray'd be talking on radio.
True, eh?
Shut up. But I got 2 ears, 1 mouth. I have a good listen. I'm a good listener too.
Yeah.
You keep talking, Doug. I'm listening.
Yeah. They reckon I got a good face for radio. I'm sure you've heard that a million times.
That's right, brother. Exactly. So big shout out to the mob here in Cairns. Dave Brown, Dougal Brown, employment support consultant at Maxima Group.
We had a good little outing at Fogarty yesterday. We had Ben and Jerry's down there. They only just started opened up today. And had TAFE come down there and Mission. And so it was a good outing for Mental Health Week.
Fantastic. And to all the mob out there, if you're that way inclined, feeling a bit down, reach out. Whether you go to your First Nation Health Organisation, Wuchopperin in this case in Cairns, or whatever, or talk to the brother or sister next to you, you know, and say, hey, look, I need a bit of chat.
There's usually somebody that knows somebody, what I mean, in the networks and family and stuff. Yeah.
And just listening is a good medicine, you know. So be alert, you mob, be aware. Have your ears open for that conversation. You know, you don't have to be a psychologist to have all the solutions to the problem.
No. I have no degrees or qualifications whatsoever, but I think life teaches you a lot of things.
True.
Yeah.
True, brother. And we are students for life, so we just need to be open-minded for the learning.
Yeah.
I always say every person I meet in some way superior to me. I'm learning off anybody and everybody,
right.
my
That's
brother.
That's right.
Doug, good to see you.
Yeah, you too, bud.
Fantastic,
yeah,
my brother.
Yeah.
Back in the day, and we used to kick that pig skin around. So, you know, there it is, brother. It's a real big business now, rugby league, isn't it?
It is, yeah. not everything I like about it, but that's another story.
That's another story. Doug, good to see you.
Yeah,
all the
you
best
too,
to the
bud.
Mob Dad Maxima group.
Thanks very much.
Keep in touch, brother.
Yeah.
And love to always chat with you, brother.
For sure.
All right, brother.
Good on you, Trevor.
Too deadly. Beautiful yarn. That's Dave Brown Dugger. He's employment support consultant at Maxima Group. It is Queensland Mental Health Week. That was our conversation. So to our mob out there, look, reach out, have a yarn, be alert to what's happening around you and people around you, and let's support our mob out there, you know. And like I said, 2 ears, 1 mouth, use it in that order. Have your say and yarn up strong here. All ears here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, love, yeah.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, your mob, 1-800-422-416. The time is now for First Nations, a national safety plan. Self-determined and First Nations led, driven by the ground experts, expertise in lived experience. Those are the three fundamental elements of successful national safety plan to end violence against Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women in this country. We're going to catch up a yarn there with the leaders such as June Oscar AO on the line. June, my sister, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning to you, brother, and good morning to listeners.
Thank you, darling, for coming along. Now, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
I'm from the Bunuba mob in central Kimberley in Western Australia.
All right, fantastic. Beautiful footprint there. Now, First Nations women deserve a standalone national plan, not a plan that is afterthought to another policy, is what I'm reading here. So tell us where we're at and tell us your thoughts in regarding moving forward looking after our deadly sisters.
Well, as you know, and many others would, Indigenous women across Australia have been calling for a far greater commitment to assist in addressing the issues that make women and children and families unsafe and vulnerable and at risk. So women have been calling for a commitment from government for a long-term focus, resourced strategy that allows Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women to shape those strategies and design them in the way that it would effectively address the unique issues that they experience in their daily lives. So I believe that there is a window of opportunity now to effectively respond to the crisis of family violence in the lives of First Nations women and children. The development of a dedicated action plan for First Nations women's safety, closely tied to the mainstream plan to end violence against women and children, can put in place immediate practical measures, structural reforms, and a prevention approach. And this would include developing mechanisms to target funding to community-controlled, evidence-based programs,
yes,
upskilling workforces to be culturally secure and healing-informed, and resolving barriers to reporting by addressing the intersection between family violence, child protection and incarceration.
It's been falling on deaf ears, hasn't it, June, for our mob, for our beautiful women? And it's got to come from the inside out, and especially at the grassroots level, yes?
Well, it has been falling on deaf ears, but I think the reality is that the government has had enormous pressure from the outside for it to respond. So there is a window of opportunity right now.
Yes.
And, you know, as part of this approach, it is absolutely essential that the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Advisory Council, which is chaired by the lovely Sandra Creamer, and to which I am a special advisor,
yes,
be fully resourced to lead in the development of the dedicated action plan. You know, strong, culturally secure governance mechanisms that could be developed, including establishing a specialist First Nations Family Violence Task Force to support this advisory council, and the dedicated action plan be informed by the findings of my report, We Yani U Dangani, Women's Voices report,
yes,
launched last year in Canberra in December. And it can take an intersectional human rights-based approach to this issue.
So where are we at with it? Have we put the application in as such? Is there funding coming to the table, or government still got it in the in-tray, so to speak? Where are we at with it, June?
Well, there's a national process that's underway in the development of a national action plan, a mainstream one, that is informed by a number of Indigenous representative women, Danella Mills and Sandra Creamer. But Sandra also chairs the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Advisory Group, which I'm a special advisor to.
Okay.
And that feeds into that mainstream process. So what I'm calling for is further resources to ensure that the advisory group can pull together the experts in our community or communities to inform that process and to be resourced to do this well and do it effectively so that we can have a standalone national plan and a standalone plan addressing the issues of harms perpetrated against Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women from colonisation.
Yes, and we've got the solutions to our problems, and we've got to be front and centre in regard to those solutions coming forward, yes?
Absolutely, and that is what we heard from over 2,000 women when I engaged with them as the Social Justice Commissioner during 2018 and 2017 on a project funded by NIAA where I travelled all states and territory and different communities, city-based, regional towns, remote communities and very remote communities. And I heard directly from women and girls around their aspirations and their role and how they want to affect change and drive that. So here's a report that is a landmark report that I tabled in federal parliament through the Attorney General last year in December that elevates those voices from communities.
Yes.
And now we're saying to government and to all people with influence and power that make decisions that impact our lives, listen to the report, listen to what over 2,000 women and girls have said and respond.
And as I said, we've got the solutions to our problems, but, yeah, the government needs to take on board and listen to our women. They've got the solutions there, my sister. So it's uphill battle, but we are in the fight.
Oh, we remain committed.
Yes.
And we continue on. And we, you know, stand on the shoulders of very strong Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people that have gone before us.
Mm.
And we will continue to do that and try and bring about this change in our lifetime so that our children don't inherit these same struggles that we're capable of addressing now.
And success breeds success, and that's what we're talking about here, empowering our beautiful women, like I said, and leading the way. And I'm thinking of the beautiful track, which I've got lined up here, Natasha Aldridge, Because of Her We Can. And our women are the foundation of life, and so very important, my sister.
That's right. And we're also talking to government and presenting to them that it is time to act on a national framework for First Nations gender justice and equality. Australia has never had a national framework and a national action plan for First Nations women and girls, and it is time.
It is time. Beautiful. Well, we're having this yarn here on national radio, so thank you very much, my sister, National Talk Black. Please keep in touch, and we're going to watch this space very, very closely. And look, this tool, National Talk Black, is in support of the movement of our beautiful women. Thank you, sister.
Thank you very much.
You take care, June. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too. All right, bye-bye.
Deadly yarn there, June Oscar AO, and leader such as the movement of our beautiful women. The time is now for First Nations National Safety Plan and the Closing the Gap Refresh promised to do things differently. It promised partnership and Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander leadership and working from the inside out, so to speak. And that's why the Women's Safety Summit last month, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander women overwhelming call for a dedicated, self-determined First Nations National Safety Plan to end violence against Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women. And love and respect our beautiful women out there. With that, let's go to Natasha Aldridge, Because of Her We Can. And a very good morning, Natasha. Hope you're well, sis.
We want to pay tribute to all the women across this land. We want to say thank you. It's because of you we can. You raised us from babies to the people we are today. The women before us, they have paved the way. Because of her. She left her footprint in the sand.
harvest our culture to pass on down the line. The old days were harder, but you stood up for our rights. The next generation, they are strong because
Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First National Radio Station here in Cairns. On your dingy country, BBM, Bumber Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. So have you saying yarn up strong. To Daily, going to catch up with yarn now with the one and only Mao Power on the line and talk about got an event coming up here tonight here in Cairns. Mao Power, good morning. How are you, brother?
Hey, how are you, brother? I'm good, thank you.
Good, brother, good. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, bro.
My mob's from up in the Torres Straits. Good one, my little girl from the top western region. I'm from the Torres Straits, currently live here in Cairns.
To Daily, brother. Now, you've got a gig coming up. Tell us about the gig, brother.
Yeah, we've got a gig at the Tanks tonight, performance show, Mao Power with the Night Shift Band. It's one that we've been wanting to put on a concert for, you know, the general public for quite some time, and
yes.
The Tanks has been very supportive of it. So the first time we bring that into that live space,
to Daily Brother,
so
yep,
it's going to be good promoting the Blue Lotus album.
Oh, fantastic, brother! So that kicks off at the Tank. What time and what are the costs?
7 o'clock. The doors open.
Yes,
and it's $25 a ticket. We've got you know, some great entertainment for you guys. So if anybody's out there looking to do something on Friday, come check us out at the Tanks.
All right, fantastic, brother. Fair pay. And you've got Night Shift as well. Their Deadly Band. Tell us a bit about Night Shift, brother.
Night Shift is a band that's been a local Deadly Band.
Yes.
They've been playing for many years, man, like almost a decade, I think. You know, they're really tight. They play like a lot of great music. As a band, and you know, we've got the Barney Brothers in there,
yes.
The Lester on the keys, and yeah, just being able to bring the music experience with the live band, especially the genre of what I do in hip hop, has been quite an experience. And we've been doing quite a number of shows, and it's been getting a lot of love. So, wanted to bring that back home here at Cairns and show the people at Cairns what we can do.
I think so too, my brother. Look, in the world that we live in regard to the pandemic, COVID-19, we got Christmas coming up very soon. So, Vichy, yep, let's get the party started. Let's massage that concept, that idea. Music is the love, is the tool, and you're using it, my brother. So that's at the Tanks tonight. And, look, thank you very much for sharing, my brother.
No worries, brother. I see you there.
I hear you, brother. You take care, brother. Yo.
Thanks, brother. Yo.
De Leon there, Mau Power, and performing at the Tanks tonight here in Cairns. And also got the Barney Boys in regard to Night Shift, Deadly Band, local band. So, yeah, just had the yarn with the brother. So $25. Doors open at 7 o'clock for 7:30 start. So if you're not doing nothing, whatever you got on, cancel it and go and shake booty there with Mau Power and with Night Shift. With that, let's go to Mau Power, his Deadly track, My Blood, My People. Do enjoy.
Ocean possessed my soul and the land made me one. The culture was the song my ancestors sung. Left footprints with the dust of the path I came from.
Me plan become strong Long Island man. Strike like one.
I'm a warrior. We been grown up with unblown hunters of the village. Then we became the voice.
One blood hidden image.
My heartbeat belongs to the rhythm of our dance. Stories echoes through the shores of my soul like our chant. So the stories I shall dance with our culture and land. So them plug and understand when I'm an island man.
This is where I come from, this is who I am.
Identities of many seas flowing in one man. Like the tide forming breeze, my people shall rise with me. And my brothers always said it was destiny.
Ay, kissing up on a pie, nine, 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 nine,
I fight the drums from the east, strike a dance from the west. Torres Strait Islands, I shall represent. Son of a man, raised by island kings, born to Malu warriors, my culture flows within. The heart of my people, you plumb must believe. Like my brothers always say, it is destiny.
Yeah, Deadly track there, My Blood, My People, Mau Power. His performance tonight here in Cairns at the Tanks and also alongside the Night Shift. Night Shift 2, Deadly, the band, Barney Mob. So if you're not doing nothing tonight, your mob, $25. And doors open at 7 o'clock at the Tanks and goes through to about 11 o'clock tonight. So check it out, shake booty and feel the love. Okay, what's happening with news? Top stories here. And New South Wales becomes first Australian state to scrap quarantine and open international border. Victoria to scrap quarantine for fully vaccinated New South Wales residents amid 2,179 COVID-19 cases. Student money mules. Police smash multi-million dollar money laundry. Trendy homes changing houses forever. Robert Duss, eccentric figure made infamous in the Jinx sentence to life without parole. Also, Queen irritated by world leaders taking not doing on climate crisis. Spain, giant sunfish caught, yeah, then released. And also, losing one cabinet minister is unfortunate, but seven is just careless. Legal basis for border closures. Daniel Craig says he goes to gay bars often. I don't get into fights there. There's a statement there. Statewide, a vaccine mandate comes into effect as Victoria records 2,179 new cases, COVID-19 cases, and six deaths. And so they're the headlines in regard to the news. Hope you're travelling well, your mob. We've got about 5 minutes left on the program. So have you saying yarn up strong. A quick one, quick yarn, that is. Actually, we've got someone online. Someone, good morning.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, brother. That movie Mad Bastard, sad in the Kimberleys, one of the persons, one of the ladies in there, she ended up killing a partner because he was violent over the years to her. And there's a lot of difference between Kimberley and Cape York. And I love you, my lady, I still scared about no peace and brother. There's a whole correlation, a lot of violence with alcohol. And a lot of Aussie men. Now, one of the other things about Aussie men, you know, there's that assumption that Aussie men don't care. And if their family get bashed up, it's payback. They're going to look for that bucket of bastard. But it's no good when the woman say, oh, I love him. And, you know, she wants to be loved, needed, and wanted to be loved and needed anyway. She go back to her partner, but she feels that way. Even though that, you know, the payback and they'll deal with that block. And it's not
vicious circle, isn't it?
And brother, you know, you can have all the anger management in the world for male, for black fellows. But it's no good if they're still drinking, brother. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Good point. That's our someone there having his say on National Talk Black. But it's come to the time where Murray got a sign off for you, mob. I thank you very much for your company. Back in the hot seat again next week. But look, stay tuned to your First Nation radio station, Deadly Black Network across this country. And National Talk Black is a one-hour program. I'm happy to host it, steer it. It is your ship. Murray just driving the ship, but it's a good voice for our people. So that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. And don't forget the text number. You can also text in your opinions or your statements, 045-714-0550. And also with our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. We also have the yarns at National Talk Black delivered all throughout the week and also photos as well. So there it is, a fantastic tool, you mob. But thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We're still in a pandemic, so need to abide by it. It's the world we live in at the moment, and it's going to be with us for a while. So abide by it. Too deadly. Get your jab or get the education about getting a jab. Too deadly.